Shama Sundara Sai. Once upon a time, a gardener did wander with the seeds in one hand and the spade in the other.
For the sowing he did use the soil most fertile. The watering he did with love, compassion and a smile.
When the winds of teenage did sway them awkward, with the cane of discipline he did prompt them skyward.
When inevitable destiny did render them lifeless, with divinity as his elixir, he continued to bestow and bless.
So here we are, Bhagwan, the harvest of your garden, 110 blossoms, each with a different fragrance.
Swami, we the second year postgraduate students of your university have gathered here today to offer our heartfelt gratitude to you. Swami, each flower present here in this garden of yours has a different story to tell of how you loved them, guided them, guarded them, and helped them grow. Some of us have spent 2 glorious years at your lotus feet, some 5, some 7, and some 17. But in each second that we spent with you, we lived 1,000 lifetimes. Today, our words are unable to express what our hearts are feeling.
It was at the tender age of 6, Bhagwan, when we joined the primary school, longing for our mother's care and father's pampering. You made us feel that this was our true home, be it whenever you inquired about our idli scores that morning or your efforts in deciphering our letters and their scribblings. You went to every extent, Bhagwan, to satisfy every petty need of ours, for an end only which you had in mind.
Attracted by your love and compassion, we came from different parts of the world to you. You gave us a wonderful hostel where we learnt to live under one roof, united in your love. Your chosen angels, our teachers, imbibed in us your message of brotherhood of man and fatherhood of God. You blossomed our intellects by providing us the best quality education and asked us only to be happy in return. How can we ever repay this endless torrent of love that you have given us, O Mother Sai?
You always reminded us that your miracles were your visiting cards, be it just a word from you and a cancer was cancelled. It could be your mere touch and we were enlightened. It could be your sheer will and we were brought back to life. With every such incident, Bhagwan, there was one thing which became more evident, that it was you in the driver's seat and we were mere passengers in this journey.
Bhagwan, it was 1994 when my mother was carrying my younger brother. The doctors had told my father that she would not survive the delivery. My father didn't know how to tell me this, for I was just a 3-year-old kid. One evening, we had bhajans at our house, at the end of which, a stranger who had attended the bhajans gifted my father a beautiful photograph of yours. My father accepted it as a blessing and prasadam from you. The time had arrived when my mother was shifted to the hospital. It was 17th of September. My mother delivered a baby boy and she was healthy and alive. The doctors attributed her survival to luck. My father looked at the photograph to thank you. And what he saw in the photograph was that you were seated there beautifully. There was a small bump that had formed at your stomach and a glow around it, thus confirming to my father that it was you, O Saima, who had saved my mother and my brother. Over the days to come, the doctors discovered that the baby was born blind. You showered your grace upon him and gifted my brother his sight. Bhagwan, you have been showering your love and grace upon us as we bask in your sannidhi. You have shown your presence time and again. All we ask for is make us worthy of your love, Bhagwan.
Tumhi se humne jeevan paya, tumne humko jeena sikhaya, dekar humko sukh ki chhaya, dukh ka tune bhar uthaya. Ma, oh ma, ma sai ma.
We love you, Bhagwan.
Dearest Swami, 22 years ago a child was born, but he developed a heavy bout of pneumonia within 2 days. Doctors said if he did not show any signs of improvement in 48 hours, then chances of survival was very less. The whole family was in trauma. The uncle of the child was sitting near the reception of the hospital and weeping. An old man approached him and asked him the problem. The uncle told him everything. The old man gave a packet of vibhuti and told him to give it to the child. The uncle told the nurses to put little vibhuti on child's forehead, but nurses said nothing could be applied at this particular time on child's body. Then he requested her to at least place the vibhuti packet under the child's head, and nurses agreed. Swami, within 15 to 20 minutes, doctors visited the child and they were astonished to see that the child was absolutely healthy and fine. Swami, the story does not stop here. The uncle went to search the old man, but he could not find any whereabouts of him. Swami, I know that it was you who gave the vibhuti packet, for I was the child whom you saved that day, Swami. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for everything you gave me. I love you, Swami.
Dearest Bhagwan, it was 2009. After my 12th standard, I applied for BCom in your university. I wrote the entrance examination, but had not written it well. So I was not confident of getting a seat in your university. That night, O Bhagwan, you appeared in my father's dream and assured him that you would give me a seat in your university for not only BCom, but also for my MBA program. This was 5 years ago, Bhagwan. And today, as I stand here at the threshold of completing my MBA program, I stand here as a testimony of your love. Swami, I know not how to thank you for the things you have done for me. And all I could do now is promise you to make my life worthy of your love. I love you, Swami. I love you.
Love me. for all you've done for us, for all you've been for us. Blessed are we to have gathered here to thank you, O my Lord, for all you've done for us, for all you've been for us. We've come to thank you, dearest Lord. We've come to thank you, dearest Lord. We have come to thank you, dearest Lord. We have come to thank you, dearest Lord. As a mother, you brought us up and set us right as a father. You born us and loved us as a mother. You brought us up and set us right as a father. As a teacher, you taught us how to lead our life, and as a friend, you've always been there for us.
స్వామి, ఎంతటి భాగ్యము మాది. మా ఉన్నతి కొరకై మీరు దివి నుండి భూమికి దిగి వచ్చారు. బంగారు బంగారు అని పిలిచి మానవతా విలువలను పెంచి మమ్మల్ని సన్మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టారు.
మీ దివ్య స్పర్శతో చిరు మొగ్గల్లాంటి మమ్మల్ని చక్కటి పుష్పాల్లా వికసింపచేశారు.
తల్లివై మాపై ప్రేమ కురిపించారు. తండ్రివై మాకు నడవడి నేర్పించారు. స్నేహితుడవై ఎల్లప్పుడూ మా తోడున్నారు. గురువువై జీవిత సారాన్ని బోధించారు.
అంతేకాకుండా దేవాలయం లాంటి విద్యాలయాన్ని ప్రసాదించావు. స్వగృహం లాంటి హాస్టల్ని ప్రసాదించావు. మమ్మల్ని తమ సొంత పిల్లల కంటే బాగా చూసుకునే ఉపాధ్యాయుల్ని ప్రసాదించావు. మా సంపూర్ణ వికాసానికి తోడ్పడే విద్యా విధానాన్ని అందించావు.
ఇవన్నీ చేసిన మీరు మా నుండి ఏమీ ఆశించలేదు. స్వామి, మీరు ఒకసారి ఎంతో ప్రేమతో వేద పఠనం చేసే విద్యార్థులకు దోవతి అంగవస్త్రాలను స్వయంగా ప్రసాదించారు. వాటిని అందుకున్న మేము ఆనంద పరవశులమై మీకు కృతజ్ఞతలు చెప్పడానికి కలిసికట్టుగా
థ్యాంక్ యూ స్వామి అని చెప్పగా అప్పుడు మీరు అన్న మాటలు ఎన్నటికీ మరవలేము. మీరు ఏమన్నారంటే, ఇచ్చే హక్కు నాకున్నది, తీసుకునే హక్కు మీకున్నది, మన ఇద్దరి మధ్య ఎటువంటి కృతజ్ఞతలు ఉండకూడదు అని. ఇటువంటి మాటలు కేవలం ఒక తల్లి మాత్రమే తన పిల్లలతో అనగలదు. ఇటువంటి మాతృమూర్తికి పిల్లలమైన మేము ఎంతటి అదృష్టవంతులం.
నీ పలుకులలోని అనురాగం, నీ చూపులలోని మమకారం, నీ దర్శన స్పర్శన సంభాషణం మా జన్మ జన్మల మహద్భాగ్యం.
స్వామి, నీతో గడిపిన ప్రతి క్షణం ఒక కమ్మని కావ్యం,
ఎన్నటికీ నిలిచిపోని ఈ అనురాగ బంధం.
స్వామి, మాదొక విన్నపం. మీరు వెలిగించిన ప్రేమజ్యోతి వెలుగులో మీరు చూపిన బాటను నడుస్తూ మా తోటి బాటసార్లలో కూడా మీ ప్రేమజ్యోతిని వెలిగించే శక్తిని మాకు ప్రసాదించమని ప్రార్థిస్తున్నాము స్వామి.
వి లవ్ యు స్వామి.
ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನಾನು ನೀವು ಬಹಳಷ್ಟು ಬಾರಿ ಎದುರೆದುರಿಗೆ ಬಂದು ನಿಂತೆವು. ಆದರೆ ನನ್ನಲ್ಲಿನ ಮೂರ್ಖ ಮುಗ್ಧ ಮನಸ್ಸು ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿನ ದೈವತ್ವವನ್ನು ಮತ್ತು ಪ್ರೇಮತ್ವವನ್ನು ಪರಿಗಣಿಸಿತು. ಕೆಲ ಕಾಲದ ನಂತರ ನನಗೆ ಇವು ಅವಿಭಾಜ್ಯವೆಂದು ಗೋಚರವಾಯಿತು. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನನ್ನ ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲಿ ನೀವೇ ಲೀಲಾಧಾರಿ, ನೀವೇ ಸೂತ್ರಧಾರಿ, ನಾನೊಬ್ಬ ಬರೀ ಪಾತ್ರಧಾರಿ. ಇದರ ಅರಿವು ನೀವು ನನಗೆ ಹಂತ ಹಂತದಲ್ಲಿ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಟ್ಟಿದ್ದೀರಿ. ಮೊದಲನೇ ಹಂತದಲ್ಲಿ ನಾನು ಪ್ರೌಢಶಿಕ್ಷಣದ ವ್ಯಾಸಂಗ ಮಾಡುತ್ತಿದ್ದಾಗ ನನ್ನಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ಅಪರೂಪದ ಮತ್ತು ವಿಚಿತ್ರ ನರದೌರ್ಬಲ್ಯ ಕಂಡುಬಂದಿತು. ಅದರ ಹೆಸರು ಎಪಿಲೆಪ್ಸಿ ಎಂದು. ಈ ದೌರ್ಬಲ್ಯ ನನ್ನನ್ನು ನನ್ನ ಜೀವನದಿಂದಲೇ ದೂರ ಮಾಡುತ್ತಿತ್ತು. ಎಲ್ಲೆಂದರಲ್ಲಿ ಮೂರ್ಛೆ ಹೋಗುವುದು, ವಿಪರೀತ ನಡಕ ಇವೆಲ್ಲ ಸಾಧಾರಣವಾಯಿತು. ನನಗೆ ನನ್ನದೇ ಭವಿಷ್ಯದ ಚಿಂತೆ ಆದರೆ ನನ್ನ ತಾಯಿಗೆ ನನ್ನವರೆಗೆ ಆಟವಾಡುತ್ತಿದ್ದ ಮಗ ಇಂದು ಹಾಸಿಗೆ ಹಿಡಿದನಲ್ಲ ಎಂಬ ಚಿಂತೆ. ಇದರ ಮೇಲೆ ಜನರು ನನ್ನನ್ನು ನಿರಾಕರಿಸಲು ಪ್ರಾರಂಭಿಸಿದರು. ಹೀಗೆ 4 ವರ್ಷಗಳು ಕಳೆಯಿತು. ಒಂದು ಸರಿ ದಿನ ರಾತ್ರಿ ನನ್ನ ಕನಸಿನಲ್ಲಿ ನೀವು ಬಂದು ಆ ಮಮತೆಯಿಂದ ಮತ್ತು ಮುಗ್ಧತೆಯಿಂದ ಮತ್ತು ಆ ತುಂಟುತನದಿಂದ ನನ್ನ ತಲೆ ಸವರಿ ಕೇಳಿದ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆ, ಎಲ್ಲಿ ದೌರ್ಬಲ್ಯ ಎಂದು. ಅದಾದ ನಂತರ ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಪರಿಗಣಿಸುತ್ತಿದ್ದ ಡಾಕ್ಟರಿಗೂ ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯ. ಎರಡನೇ ಹಂತದಲ್ಲಿ ನನ್ನ ಮಹದೊಡ್ಡ ಆಸೆ ನಿಮ್ಮ ವಿದ್ಯಾಸಂಸ್ಥೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ವ್ಯಾಸಂಗ ಮಾಡಲು. ಇದನ್ನು ನೀವು ಈಡೇರಿಸಿದಿರಿ. ಅದು ಈ ಕುಲ್ವಂತ ಮಂದಿರದಲ್ಲೇ ನೀವು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಎರಡು ಬೆರಳಿಂದ ಮಾಡಿದ ಸನ್ಹೆ, ಆ ದೃಶ್ಯವನ್ನು ನಾನು ಎಂದಿಗೂ ಮರೆಯಲಾರೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನಾನು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಚರಣಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ನನ್ನ ಸಾಷ್ಟಾಂಗ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರಗಳನ್ನು ಅರ್ಪಿಸುತ್ತೇನೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ.
ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಸರ್ವಜ್ಞದೆಡ ಪೀಡಮಾಯ ಈ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರತೆ ಪಡಿಕುವಾನೊರು ಅವಸರಂ ನಲ್ಗಿಯ ಎನ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಒರಾಯಿರಂ ನಂದಿ. ವಿದ್ಯ വെറും ഒരു ജോലിക്കായിട്ടല്ല, പകരം ജീവിതത്തിനു വേണ്ടിയാണെന്ന് സ്വാമി ഞങ്ങളെ പഠിപ്പിച്ചു. സ്വഭാവത്തിനു വേണ്ടിയാണെന്ന് ഞങ്ങളെ പഠിപ്പിച്ചു. സമൂഹത്തിനു വേണ്ടിയാണെന്ന് ഞങ്ങളെ പഠിപ്പിച്ചു. സ്വാമിയുടെ വിദ്യാർത്ഥി എന്നാൽ ഒരു പദവി എന്നതിലുപരി സമൂഹത്തോടുള്ള ഉത്തരവാദിത്വമാണെന്ന ബോധം ഞങ്ങളിൽ പകർത്തി. തെറ്റുകൾ ചെയ്തപ്പോൾ ഒരച്ഛനെപ്പോലെ ശാസിച്ചു. 1000 അമ്മമാരുടെ സ്നേഹത്തോടെ ഞങ്ങളെ ലാളിച്ചു. സ്വാമി, അങ്ങ് ഞങ്ങൾക്കായി നൽകിയ ഈ അവസരത്തിനുള്ള നന്ദി ഈ ചുരുങ്ങിയ നിമിഷങ്ങൾ കൊണ്ടോ ഒരായുഷ്കാലം കൊണ്ടോ പറയാനാവുന്നതല്ല. എന്നാലും എളിമയോടെ ഒരണ്ണാരക്കണ്ണന് തന്നാലായതെന്ന പോലെ എൻ ഭഗവാന് എൻ നന്ദി പ്രകടിപ്പിക്കുന്നു. നന്ദി സ്വാമി, നന്ദി, 1000 നന്ദി.
സ്വാമി, അങ്ങയോടുള്ള നന്ദി പറയാൻ സ്പർശം എന്ന് ഞാൻ രചിച്ച ഈ കവിത അങ്ങയുടെ തൃപ്പാദങ്ങളിൽ സമർപ്പിക്കുന്നു. ജന്മദുഃഖങ്ങളുടെ കടൽ തീരങ്ങളിൽ വഴിയറിയാതെ പാപഭാരങ്ങളും ചുമന്ന് ഞാൻ നടക്കവേ അമ്മയായി എന്നെ വന്ന് തഴുകിയ ജന്മസാഫല്യമാണ് നീ. ജീവിത വഴിത്തെരുവുകളിൽ പകച്ചുനിന്ന് എനിക്ക് സത്യമായി നീ വന്ന് വഴികാട്ടി, ശിവമായി എൻ കൈപ്പിടിച്ചുയർത്തി, സുന്ദരമായ ലോകത്തേക്ക് എന്നെ നടത്തി, സത്യസായിയായി എന്റെ ജീവനായ തത്വമസി എന്ന വാക്കിനു പരമ്പൊരുളായി വന്ന് സത്യമാണു നീ. നീയില്ലെങ്കിൽ വെറുമൊരു നുണയാണ് ഞാൻ. ശിവമാണു നീ. നീയില്ലെങ്കിൽ വെറുമൊരു ജഡമാണ് ഞാൻ. സൗന്ദര്യം നീ. നീയില്ലെങ്കിൽ വെറുമൊരു മരുഭൂമി ഞാൻ. സത്യം നീ. ശിവം നീ. സുന്ദരം നീ.
ભગવાન, એવું કહેવાય છે કે પ્રાર્થના એ ભક્તનું સૌથી મજબૂત પાસું અને ભગવાનનું સૌથી નબળું પાસું હોય છે. આ કહેવતને યથાર્થ કરતો એક અનુભવ મને આ ક્ષણે યાદ આવે છે, જે હું આપના ચરણકમળમાં અર્પણ કરવા માંગુ છું. લગભગ 18 મહિના પહેલાની એક સાંજે હું સાઈ કુલવંત હોલમાં બેઠો હતો. ભજનો ચાલી રહ્યા હતા અને મારી આંખો બંધ હતી, અને એકદમ જ તમે મારી પાસે આવ્યા અને જેમ એક માતા બાળકને પ્રેમ અને વહાલ કરે એ રીતે તમે મને વહાલ અને આલિંગન કર્યું. મારી ખુશીનો કોઈ પાર નહોતો. હું એ દિવસે રૂમ પર ગયો અને બીજા દિવસે મારા નિત્યક્રમ પ્રમાણે મેં મારા માતા પિતાને ફોન કર્યો, અને ત્યારે મારા આશ્ચર્યની વચ્ચે મારી મમ્મીએ મને કીધું કે બેટા, ગઈકાલે હું તને ખૂબ યાદ કરતી હતી. પછી હું ભગવાનના ફોટાની સમક્ષ બેઠી અને મેં પ્રાર્થના કરી કે ભગવાન, યજ્ઞિલ તો અત્યારે મારાથી ઘણો દૂર છે, પરંતુ તમે એક દિવ્ય માતા તરીકે એને પ્રેમ અને વાલ મારા તરફથી કરજો. અને મને અનુભવ લગભગ એ જ સમયે થયો, ભગવાન એક દિવ્ય માતા તરીકે તમે મારી સંભાળ રાખી છે, એ બદલ તમારો હું ખૂબ ખૂબ આભાર માનું છું. અને આ ક્ષણે એક બે લાઈન ભજનની મને રજૂ કરવાની ઈચ્છા છે, જે મારી તમારા પ્રત્યેની લાગણીને વ્યક્ત કરે છે.
ચરણ તારો શરણ તારો રટણ તારો માવરો હાથ જાલ્યો કેમ ભૂલો તું પ્રભુ મમ પાશરો ભગવતી.
ભગવાન, આપના સાનિધ્યમાં વિતાવેલા આ બે વર્ષો મારી જિંદગીના યાદગાર સુવર્ણ વર્ષો બની રહેશે. અંતમાં હું ખાલી એક જ તમને હૃદયપૂર્વક પ્રાર્થના કરું છું કે તમારી કૃપા અને આશીર્વાદ અમારા બધા પર સદાય વરસતા રહે, અને જેથી અમે તમારા મૂલ્યોને જીવનમાં ઉતારીએ અને એને કાયમ અનુસરીએ.
Yeah.
मुश्किल पड़ जाए तुम देना साथ मेरा वो हम नवा तुम देना साथ मेरा वो हम नवा
Dearest Bhagwan, your love has been like a melody in my life. A melody to celebrate my joy. A melody to soothe my aching heart. A melody to fuel my enthusiasm. By giving me an opportunity to be a part of your brass band, you made me realize the magnitude of your love for us. By allowing me to play an instrument in your band, you have made me an instrument in your divine mission. A hollow flute I am, through which you shall breathe the notes of your divine music. Dearest mother of mine, your love is the rhythm to which our heart beats. Today, we, the children of your brass band, offer at your lotus feet a musical piece entitled Mother of Mine.
Yes, Bhagwan. We as individuals came here seeking some or the other petty trinkets such as degrees and lessons from textbooks. But you, out of your infinite love and grace, have bestowed upon us precious lessons for life, which we treasure with us as we prepare ourselves for our life after formal studies. O Lord, your every look inspires us. Your every smile energizes us. Your every word transforms our world. Your every touch molds a character. On the occasion of the 25th anniversary of the University Brass Band, one of us earnestly inquired, "Swami, how is it that we can ever thank you for all that you have given us?" And you replied, "Keep me in your heart." Dear Bhagwan, you have given us these world-class instruments to play for you and spread joy to one and all through music. We pray to you that you make us, each and every one of us, your worthy instruments to spread the melody of your message, the rhythm of your love. We now offer to you a Latin rock piece entitled La Bamba.
स्वामी, सन 2001 में आप मेरे स्वप्न में आए और बोले, बेटा तुम पुटपर्ती आना। और स्वप्न के कुछ दिन पश्चात ही मुझे अपने मौसा और मौसी के साथ यहाँ आने का अवसर मिला। परंतु यहाँ पहुँचते ही मुझे ज्ञात हुआ कि आप तो वृंदावन में हैं। इस प्रकार मुझे आपके दर्शन के बगैर ही वापस लौटना पड़ा। परंतु स्वामी, फरवरी 2011 में जब नौकरी के सिलसिले में मुझे मैसूर प्रशिक्षण लेने जाना था, तो मेरी बाल विकास गुरु ने मुझे सलाह दी कि तुम स्वामी के दर्शन पश्चात ही प्रशिक्षण की शुरुआत करो। लेकिन स्वामी तब और प्रशिक्षण के दौरान कुछ कारणवश मैं आपके दर्शन नहीं कर पाया और 23 अप्रैल 2011 को जब प्रशिक्षण का प्रथम सत्र समाप्त हुआ तो मैं वहां से घर के लिए अवकाश में रवाना हुआ। परंतु अगले ही दिन सुबह माँ का फोन आया और माँ ने सूचित किया कि आपने महासमाधि ले ली है। यह खबर सुनते ही मुझे लगा कि स्वामी मैं तो अब आपके दर्शन कभी भी नहीं कर पाऊंगा। मुझे लगा स्वामी मैं तो आपके अंतिम दर्शन तक नहीं कर पाया। परंतु स्वामी 24 अप्रैल 2012 को आपने मुझे MBA प्रवेश परीक्षा में बैठने का अवसर देकर ना सिर्फ मुझे महासमाधि दर्शन दिए बल्कि मुझे अपना विद्यार्थी भी बना लिया। स्वामी मैं जब भी यहाँ आपका रिक्त सिंहासन देखता था तो मेरे मन में हमेशा एक ही प्रश्न उठता था, स्वामी क्या आप अब भी यहाँ हैं? परंतु स्वामी मेरे मन में यह दुविधा लगातार चल रही थी कि कुछ समय पश्चात मैंने एक स्वप्न देखा। मैं साई कुलवंत हॉल में अकेला हूँ कि एकाएक मुझे प्रतीत होता है कि मैं भजन हॉल के अंदर जाऊं और जैसे ही मैं भजन हॉल के अंदर जाता हूँ तो मैंने पाया कि स्वर्ण सिंहासन में आप विराजमान हैं और आपके दर्शन के पश्चात मैंने जैसे ही आपको प्रणाम किया आपने अपने अभय हस्त उठाकर मुझे आशीर्वाद दिया। स्वामी उस स्वप्न के बाद से अब मुझे पूर्ण विश्वास है कि हाँ आप अब भी यहाँ हैं। स्वामी आपने आज तक मुझे जितना प्रेम दिया है उसका मोल तो मैं कभी भी नहीं चुका सकता, पर बस अब मेरी यही कामना है कि जब तक भी जीऊं आपके हाथ का उपकरण बनकर जीऊं।
Swami, it was in my 7th standard when my father was transferred to a place called Navsari in Gujarat, and we all moved into that place. Unable to get accustomed to the new environment, I soon developed an allergy wherein I was stuck with high fever and red patches were all over my body. My parents were very worried, and praying to you, Swami, they moved me to a hospital. The doctors, unable to find out the reason for this allergy, failed to provide proper medication. However, homeopathy medicine could bring me some respite. But the problem used to repeat very often until one day our neighbor informed us about the visit of Karunamayi Amma to our town. The day she arrived, we met her and my mother explained to her all my sufferings. She asked us to come back the following day. She said she would meditate and find out the reason for my suffering. When we met her the next day, she asked me to wait outside and called my parents in for a personal interview. In the interview, she said, "I wonder how this boy is still alive. It is only because of your prayers that he is alive today." She went on to say that she could see two snakes coiled around my body and squeezing me to death. Then she gave a golden idol of Goddess Durga to my father and a pendant for me, saying, "This should be with him for the rest of his life." Then on, I never had to suffer from this allergy. I remember, Swami, she even told us that her visit was an unplanned one and it was God's will that I be cured through her. It was only then, Swami, when it dawned on us that it was nothing but one of your many mysterious ways of protecting your devotee. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for everything that you have done for me. I love you, Swami.
Swami, many years ago when I was a child, my mother suffered from heart disease. At that time, we did not know about your super specialty hospital. My aunt introduced us to this institution where medical care is given free by a set of dedicated doctors and staff. She sent a postcard for an appointment, and after a month, mother was called for an operation. With your grace, Swami, the operation was a success. But after the operation, she still had some kind of discomfort. The doctors were not able to diagnose the cause of the problem. On the fourth day, my mother was sitting in this very Saikulan hall for your darshan. You came and you stood in front of her for a few seconds. Those few seconds gave her ultimate happiness. And after that, she never had any heart problem. Swami, indeed, you are the universal mother taking care of all. Thank you, Swami. We love you, Swami.
Dearest Swami, it was in 2003, after my 10th standard, a strong desire to study in your institute grew in my heart. I had applied, but I did not get admission then. Each time I visited Parthi, the desire to study here only increased more. There were times when I used to stand outside the institute and watch all the students who got the supreme chance to study under your divine grace. There were times when I could not enter the Purnachandra during the Dashara festivals as it was overcrowded. After waiting for 8 long years and in my 4th attempt, I finally got admission. As always, your delays are never your denials, Swami. You not only gave me admission, but you also gave me the chance to witness the Dashara Yajna from the Purnachandra stage itself as a Vedam student. Swami, I do not know how to thank you. You have given me a loving mother, father, brothers, teachers who are ready to sacrifice their entire life for students, a hostel that is a home away from my home. Swami, I cherish each and every moment, each and every festival under your divine presence. Swami, on behalf of all my brothers, I have a prayer. Please bless us with those divine eyes to see you always inside our hearts. I love you, Swami.
Dearest Bhagwan, in times of sorrow, remembering one moment spent with you is all it takes to make us forget all desolation. You have given us all so many beautiful memories that have touched our hearts and made us experience a lifetime of happiness.
Memories of your omnipresent gaze watching over us. Memories of your ever-present hand guiding us at every step of our lives. Memories of your unconditional, all-encompassing love filling every moment of ours. Swami, these memories that we share with you have been imprinted upon our hearts and have enriched our lives forever.
As we lose ourselves in all our memories with you, Bhagwan, our hearts experience a lasting sense of fulfillment. We pray to you, Swami, that our hearts experience these memories again and again. These cherished memories should never be forgotten by us. We pray to you, Bhagwan, to install forever in our hearts.
Swami, our words fail our hearts and fall woefully short in front of all that you've done for us. Today we grieve at the thought of leaving this wonderful home that you've so graciously gifted to us. Yet we know that wherever we go, this home shall always remain in our hearts. And we now wait for every opportunity that awaits us to dedicate our lives at your lotus feet.
Bless us, Bhagwan, to make our lives worthy of having been touched by your love. For then, every moment will become a celebration of your love, a celebration of each moment that we have spent here, a celebration of joy, happiness and bliss that you have showered upon us. We pray to you, Swami, to allow us to play a small role in your divine mission. We love you, Swami. We are yours forever.
खुशियों से
धुनि भरी है।
बताओ दिल ये क्या है, भोलानाथ हरे Mariyan tayuni ve sami mariyan
समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु
साई बाबा जी की जय।